やメガネブ
isang magandang gabi or araw o isang maulang gabi or araw sa inyong lahat. Yellow rainfall warning, ika nga sabi mo, Jay. Kayo nakikinig sa Roundtable Otakus Podcast.
This is episode 56. My God.
Oh, sinulat ko na bago pa tayo nagsimula. Well, anyway, ayun nga, di mo sa star-studded cast, pero kung ang anime, kasi today, as of this recording, nangyari yung live streaming ng Anime Alliance. So, ito yung parang
Is it on Ustream or YouTube?
Ustream yung ginawa nila.
I think I still need to check out the archives. Meron pa yung archives eh.
Mag-i-store naman yata sila ng archive. Kasi di ba may option na pwedeng hindi i-store? Matuwa. Pero kung naka-store, I recommended you to listen to it. talagang nakakatuwa si Joe Inoue sa conversation nila eh. Pero anyway, si Jay is on the other line. Syempre,
yeah, and I was
aking corrector ng grammar.
Oh, great.
Ayun. At ang aking liaison, siya magbibigay ng mga business cards magdating sa BOA on his name.
name, okay.
Every, on the other hand, the 82,000 like and Facebook person, anong photographer ng bayan, si Anime PH. Kakagaling lang sa SM Aura. Ayun.
Napumunta ba kayo? Madness.
Yeah, pero bumabahaba dun sa top floor ng SM Aura ngayon. Di ba, ganun naman dun?
Di ako pumunta sa taas eh.
Ganun ba? Kasi di ba ang baha dun from top floor pababa?
Ganun naman tayo eh.
Di ko alam, di ko pa nakikita.
Nakita ko na yung taas ng SM Aura when I was there last Animatics.
Ah, nga pala no. Eh, dun ba yung fashion show? Dun ba ginanap? Kala ko sa market.
Yes, yeah, market, pero katabi lang naman yung market ng SMR, so I went there and stuff.
Yung SMX stuff. SMX ba yung parang the mega trade hall ng SMR o another, yes. Parang separate building yun? Ah, ganun na parang? No.
Within the building.
Ryan?
Within the building.
Hindi, parang rebranded mega trade hall lang yun. Pero mas malaki. Ika nga.
Ayun. May two floors kasi siya eh. So, parang sa taas, puro meeting halls. Sa baba, puro halls. I mean, parang trade halls.
Ganun. Gano kalaki yung ceiling? Malaki ba? Yung parang, kasi laki lang ng mega trade hall yung ceiling. Siyempre, it matters kasi mag-convention eh. Di naman.
Parang
mega trade hall lang, ganun.
Mega trade
hall lang rin. Ayun. So, bago tayo magsimula, bago yung sinulat kong mga topic dyan, sige, medyo curious rin ako sa mga pinagpuntahan niya eh. Kasi ako ngayon, team bahay lang muna ako ngayon eh. Pero nagsulat ako ng article, so that's fine for me. So, simula tayo kay Rayan. Siyempre yan, pumunta ka sa Cosplay Mania kay Toya Hibiki, saka si Yayoi?
Yun Ho, ayun, Yun
Samson. Yun Kosaka and
si Yun.
Oh, si Yun saka si
Kosaka.
Saka. Pareho silang babae, no? Do you know, isa, yes. Isa, both are women. Yeah, akala yes. ko lala. Akala yes. ko lalaki.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my okay. god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. They're both women. I thought one of them is a guy.
Ako rin. Alam mo ba, Jay? Ako rin. Nung nasabi lang sa akin ni Carlo, parang, oh, I'm so disappointed. Akala ko lalaki na isa. Well, anyway, ganun eh. Well, either way, so, dalawa ang session kung nagkakamali, isang umaga, isang tanghali. Tanghali
ang I think tanghali then later the afternoon, mga 12 o'clock, ay, mga 1 o'clock nag-umpisa yung first session, then mga 4 o'clock na nag-umpisa yung second session.
On time?
Medyo late ng isang oras yung second session. Kasi medyo napahaba-haba yung kwentuhan sa first session.
so, ganun pala, kaya pala.
Mm-hmm. Kaya medyo nagmadali sa second session.
Meron maraming umattend sa second session kumpara sa
mas
una.
Mas maraming umattend na
session. Pero nung unang session, nandun si Jin Oxon, di ba?
Yes.
Oxon, Al.
Oxon. Oo. Siyempre.
Yes. Nakakawa ka kay ano, Di Oxon and Jin Oxon are two different people, okay?
Ah, two different people. Pero pala ako magkakapaano lang. You can see how I'm clueless. How clueless I am pagdating sa mga pangalan. Alam na mag-cosplay na mag-uusapan. Ayan, well, anyway, so invited ba siya o ano siya? Parang as a guest ba siya dun sa ano?
Mukhang siya sa mga sponsors. Kasi, between the meet and greet habang nag-autograph then photo session, maybe namimigay mga raffle. So, yung si Jean, mayroon siyang shop, diba? Ayun, isa siya sa mga sponsors.
I see. Okay, so anong nangyari dun sa meet and greet? Nag-usap-usap?
Yes, mostly question and answer, usually din. Lagi na ito sa mga meet and greet. Question and answer, then autograph and photo session.
Siyempre, yung pang-autograph mo dapat galing doon sa binili mo sa Cosplay Mania. Hindi pwedeng iba.
Yes.
Paano kung may collection ka talaga gusto mo lang punuin? Kumbaga, hindi pwede kasi kailangan bumili ka sa Cosplay Mania. Pumasok ka na nga na 700, bibili ka pa sa kanan. Ganun eh.
Oo. Oh, may mga photo books, then may mga print.
Mga 350, 450 yung nakikita ko sa presyo.
450 yung photo book, then 150 yung printout.
Ah, okay.
Then naubos, di ba may nakikita yung mga photo books, then may photo book doon na naubos agad yung haiku na sila nag-cosplay.
Ano yung mga 350, no? Yung mura?
Yes. Ewan ko 350, pero 450 yata yung mga photo book.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Kung nakikita mo doon sa pinost ko, mayroong Suniko, may Nagyasu, then may Niko doon. Yun yung mga photo. Then yung naubos yung sa haiku. Ewan ko, demand team.
Oh, nakita ko kasi nag-cosplay sila as free. Ano bang kinikater nila? Para morph the Fujoshi crowd, no? From the looks of it, eh.
Yes, si Yun kasi both of them are Fujoshi, so understandable na yun. Then, yes, they admitted that sa meet and greet nila. Then,
talagang full-blooded Fujoshi sila. May nagtanong ba doon kung pumunta sila sa last Comic-Con? Taka-hapon to, diba? So, pumunta ba sila doon sa day one? Wala.
Wala man lang.
So usually yung mga tanong doon, ano yung paborito nilang pagkain, how's going here, yun yung mga ano, di ba?
Yes.
Any other questions na you remember na medyo interesting that you thought?
Medyo usual questions. Anong pagkain nila? Si Yun gusto niya na
Sinigang, sisig yata na kainan.
Yes, yun, sisig, saka sinigang, then, ano pa, usual questions lang naman.
Hmm, ganon. Yeah. Ayun, okay. So, usually, after doon, mga, ay, karamihan ba ng mga audience doon is mga babae?
Yes.
Yung mga, ah. Oh, I see, I see. Ay, natanong mo ba kung paano nila nakilala sila, Toya? Yung mga ganon?
Ayun, ba ayun. Ayun, si, both of them, both, 7 to 8 years na sila nag-cosplay. And, nag-meet sila isang event. I don't know kung, hindi ko maalala kung, ilang, kung kailang, anong year kasi sila nag, kasi isang event. Eh, kaya, nag-umisan, kaya, both, partner sila lagi.
Ah, I see. Nag-meet talaga. Ngayon ang tanong ba kung ano pinaka-daring na cosplay na ginawa nila? Wala naman. Napapansin ko ano, napapansin ko yung mga picture na lumalabas, wala bang mga nag-SLR dito para mga phones yata o mamaya pa mamaya mo pa i-release yung mga SLR quality photos.
Actually, pwedeng makumuha ng photos, kaso nga lang bawal ang video.
Flash.
Flash photography bawal, then video. Bawal yung video.
Of course. Pero flash, di ba kahit kunyari magpo-photo na, hindi pa rin pwede flash? Yung nakita ko yung nakapost. Bawal pa rin?
Bawal pa rin.
Weird naman. Kasi naiintindihan ako kung bakit, kunyari habang nag-uusap, nagpa-flash. Okay, naiintindihan ako yung bakit hindi pwede yon. Pero yung mga ganyan, I guess yung trip nila yan eh. Ayun, so, overall, anong tingin mo, Rayan, sa nangyari sa meet and greet? Okay naman?
Okay naman. Mga 40 plus on the first session, then mga 60 plus on the second session. So, mga 100 overall. Then, maayos naman yung yun. Maayos naman yung meet and greet. May waiting area. Then, may waiting area sila. I think meetings, nag-rent pa sila ng isang room na maliit for the waiting area.
Waiting area ng mga guests o waiting area ng mga
waiting area ng mga attendees.
Attendees. Okay.
Ayun.
Nakakatuwa naman. So in short, sa dalawang meeting na nabayaran na yung airfare nilang dalawa, siguro nag-share sila ng room o siguro magkahiwalay. Tapos at least may kinita na lang sila ng konti yung cosplay mania. Okay na rin in the end. parang mababa yung tingin sa cosplay niya. Pero either way, maganda na rin that fans were able to meet this. There's, their idols, ika nga. Although, di talaga ako familiar kung saan nila nakukuha yan. kung saan, paano nila namimit yung mga ganyan tao. Pero either way, nice job for them. Alam ko naman, professional lang nga cosplay niya pagdating sa mga ganyan. Spare na sila pag mag-handle sa mga guests. Sila nagpa-use ng meet and greet eh. Sila nga na eh. Parang the pioneers. Ayun. So, si Mac rin ba nandun? Wala.
Wala. Si Anime Pilipinas nandun sa si Ota Kultura.
Hello!
Hello, Mac!
Ota Kultura!
Yay!
Yun, we were just talking about yung napunta ni Rayan na yung meet and greet sa Aura.
I was outside.
Team labas? Team labas ka ba?
Team labas?
Yeah, team labas ako. By a weird twist of fate, I was team labas.
Team labas? Nako. Yun. Ay, nung pumunta ka ba doon, hindi ba bumabaha yung...
With the idea.
Yes, alam naman natin si Cosplay Mania, medyo ganun eh. Well, anyway. Ayun. So nandoon ka rin, Mac. Can you editing ad doon sa nakita mo sa venue sa labas?
Yeah.
And then, nakita mo si Jin Hawkson pumasok doon?
Si Jin?
Oo, nandoon siya eh.
Yeah, I've been seeing her so many times lately.
So, parang di mo na kailangan dagdagan pa yung laman ng hard drive mo or picture.
Yeah.
One more thing. Very unusual. Di ba yung si SMX Aura? and yung SM Aura mismo. By the end of kasi ng meet and greet session, in-advise na kami na once na lumabas kayo, lalo yung mga naka-cosplay, is either diretso kayo palabas or magpalit kayo. Yun lang. Yun lang naman yung advice.
Medyo hindi pa talagang, sila ganang kaano sa cosplay.
Basta parang ngayon, parang hindi pa sila basta sanay. Hindi pa nila sanay or
yung kultura. Yung kultura na yun. Yung audience.
Pinaprevent pa nila. Magan.
Ganun lang yun. Medyo tanggi-tanggi lang. Pero alam mo naman, kapag the big events napunta na doon or may nag-hold na ng event, wala na yan. Carry na yan. Or baka na naamoy nila yung nangyari ng ate sa SMX, the other SMX, baka nag-iingat-ingat na rin. So speaking of which, ayan, magandang leeway yan. Ayan. So yung ticket issue na napakalaking controversial ngayon, hindi ko alam kung bakit gusto talaga ipag-iba yung SMX dahil sa issue na yan.
Team demolition?
Team demolition, meron na ba? Team labas, team loob, team seaside. Baka ngayon magkakaroon pa ng team live stream kasi nga ina-live stream natin yung event courtesy of the
from two remote locations.
Yeah.
by the seaside and inside the convention center.
As much as I'd like to cover the seaside, hindi kakayanin ng lakas ko because right now since kagaling ko sa Maker Festival, I'm stressed by the Makati skyline.
Well, hindi naman Makati, Pasay.
No, still. Kung ganun din magiging ano kasi parati akong maglalakad, I will be walking here and there. Nope, I'd rather stay in one location.
Papa Jay, natututo ka na sa aking strategy ah. Ako, I'm always staying on one location, di ba? Nakita mo naman Jay dati.
Ano? I stay in marunong, SMX.
Marunong ka nang mapagod.
Marunong na ako mapagod, yes. Especially po Puyat.
O nga kasi, alas 4 ng umaga kagising ka na yun. Ayun, no?
Yeah.
Hindi, may morning ritual si Jay.
It's not a ritual, it's a duty.
Is it privy to some people only or is it a public thing?
It's some people. You can ask Nicolette about it. She knows.
Oh, ganun eh.
Well, Nicolette knows? Wow! I envy you, man.
No, because it's not just Nicolette. It's every brethren knows what we do. Every brethren. I'm giving you a hint.
Nicolette is a brethren?
Kakosa. Tawag ko dyan Kakosa.
Okay.
Well, anyway, sige.
Short and sweet to the point, it's a church activity.
Alas 4 ng umaga. Okay. Well, anyway, going back, yung ating ang issue dahil nga sa, ayaw mag-allow ng SMX or agreement between BOA and SMX na wag na magpapasok ng mga hindi nagbabayad ng tickets sa loob ng SMX. Ayun. Jay, ikaw, may mga nabasa-basa ka niya dyan sa internet. So ano yung mga, based on those mga collection of thoughts na nabasa mo, anong opinion na na-form mo?
Basically, divided ang cosplay community.
No, observation, ika nga. Oh, sige.
That's the most simplest summary that I can ever get. Here's the basics. Okay.
Is that even justifiable, do you think, na or
quantifiable?
quantifiable. Sige Jay, sige. Salita
ka. First, considering the fact that Best of Anime is for anime fans and
not really.
Probably. Probably. But
it's not just anime fans. It's Japanese culture. Oh, best people or privilege.
Japanese culture. That's the best description.
Yes, Japanese culture.
That's precise.
Now, it's just so happened.
Considering the fact that Best of Anime is unlike any other convention, Best of Anime is trying to be not unlike any other event. Too much as to be called a minor or local event per se.
Mm-hmm.
I think Best of Anime is just trying to to check the user the audience retention rate.
User retention rate?
Audience retention rate.
What do you mean by audience retention rate?
They're trying to check who is loyal to them.
O ganun ba yon?
That's how I see it, and that's how I see it before. Look at Best of Anime Summer Live. Those who are loyal to the event or to the guests went there regardless. Even if that's a holiday, even if the location is unknown, even if the location is somewhat of a disco place at night.
Although,
yeah?
Technically, parang giri-giri nga yung nangyari sa live eh. Kasi it's not, of course, primarily expecting more people. Pero, on the other hand, parang around 500 to 1,000 lang lumabas dun eh. Ayun, pero, anyway, that's another story na and we already talked about it before. Sige, James, anything else to add?
And, kumbaga, yung uniqueness na yun ng Best of Anime, as much as I can see it, they are, or the supporters of the event has approved of their decision to follow the no ticket, no entry rule. Considering the fact that it's not just Best of Anime that will be held at the SMX Manila on the weekend, the next weekend, it will be the book fair, it will be the Digitech Manila Expo, it will be the Copy Repo Symposium, Best of Anime. Ano? So that's it's not just three events, four events.
Wait. Ano yung symposium na sinasabi mo? Di ko alam yan.
The Copy Repo. So sino this is a seminar. Symposium on copyright and reproduction.
Oh, pero alam ko hindi pa before yun. Kailan, sino organizer na? Hindi BOA yun. Hindi Prime Trade yun.
Prime Trade.
Baka nasa love ng International Book Fair yan? Di ko alam. Nasa love ba yun ng Book Fair? Different?
Di ko alam yun.
Di ko alam yun. Check
natin.
Anyway.
Oh.
Sige, Jay. Salita pa.
And so far that's what I can see.
Ooh, I see.
Sa tingin ko wala naman ako nakikita ang pagkakamali doon sa no ticket no entry policy. Pero they had as you can observe, they had kung hindi natin na-release tong loophole na sinasabi ng mga cosplayers na they will go try enter the Manila International Book Fair in costume to enter the second level, which is Best of Anime. Kung hindi natin yun na-realize beforehand, it might happen. Well, hindi tanga ang tao to realize that.
Oh, kala mo na mga AI lang yung mga guards doon. Siyempre nag-iisip ko na. Kala mo parang mga laro lang.
May nag-log out.
Oh, sino yung nag-log out? Jay, nag-log out ka?
Nope. Kung nag-log out ako, malaman, log out na ako.
Saka that's so XP. Well, anyway, Rayan, do you think, so sa mga nababasa mo, sa mga comments na naaamoy mo sa community, ano yung mga, ano masasabi mo sa issue na to?
paano nga ba? Mostly, kasi yung nakikita kong mga comments is from the, yung mga ibang cosplayers. Lalo na si, Dalgito,
si Princess. Si Princess.
Yeah, si Princess. Si Isabel. Si Isabel. Si Sir Christian O'Malley. Like that. Mostly, nakikita ko ang mga comments galing sa kanila. Pabor sila. Kasi, the fact na mababawasan yung mga tao na tawag dito. Mga taong sabi natin mga plebs. Yung mga plebs.
Yung mga privilege. Mga privilege people.
Ganun
ba? 300 ba? Privilege na tao ka na? Well, entitled ka na ba?
Hindi naman. Siguro dahil yun nga.
It's part of...
Security-wise, kailangan ng SMX yun. Dahil nga, tatlong events yung gaganapin. Compared kay Cosplaymania niya, na pwede sila, solo nila yung hall na...
PGF?
Except PGF.
PGF, yeah.
I considering small events si PGF.
Magre-reklamo kaya yung PGF sa day one kasi di yung mga seminar yun. So kailangan nila medyo 'wag masyadong magulo yung labas. Tapos syempre well, yung taas rin.
Magkakaroon na yung division, yun sigurado.
Oo. Tingnan natin, baka magkaroon ng friction, baka magalit si baba kasi maingay si taas or hirap pumunta doon.
Well, if they say they're open and they're welcome to ideas, then that will be the chance for them to show their true colors. But
let's see.
Let's ayun. See how tolerant they can be.
Ayun. So, ano pa riyan? Anything to add pa?
Ano pa? Basta sa akin lang, pabor ako sa ginawa ng SMX with Best of Anime. Kasi, ayaw nang magulo.
Oh, para naman may distance para mag-picture ka ng mga cosplayers mo, di ba? At least, ganun. Mac, ikaw, what can you say?
Well, it will be a logistical nightmare to cover the Best of Seaside, Best of Anime,
yes.
Mayroon Book Fair, and Digitech.
Oo nga, ikaw ba magko-cover ng tatlo?
Yes. Bad enough there were three, now there's four, possibly four or five.
Wow, if you can just clone yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kagibon
Shin times two times
two.
Times two times two times two times two times two. Just me, yo.
But on my side, I'll be most curious about the ticket sales. If what they are planning to do to restrict the entrance of those who will not be paying, to if it will have a positive effect on ticket sales or a negative effect on ticket sales, and what I'll see to be the main one who will benefit from this will be Cosplay Mania.
Maganda yung ano. Maganda yung opinion mo. Sige, sagutin natin isa-isa yan. Yung una, yung ticket sales. Ay, kung paano pala i-prevent? Kasi nakita mo na natin yung ano yung mapa, di ba? So, from the left side, facing on the church side, di ba nandun yung booth ng tickets? So, sa pagpasok mo pala, unang-unang tatabal sa yung booth. So, hindi ka pwede pumasok hanggang di ka nagbabayad sa booth. Siyempre, pag nagbayad ka doon sa main entrance. Siyempre, sa main entrance, papakita mo yung ticket mo or yung...
Hindi, papasok na kapag... Wait, I think once na nakabili ka ng ticket, diretso ka na sa loob, di ka na pupunta sa entrance.
Oo, I mean, harap. Kung lumabas ka, tapos papasok ka, hindi ka na siyempre doon sa nando, ka na sa gitna.
Yeah.
Yun. So, pakita mo lang, ewan ko ticket o yung mga naman na lang, tatak. Pero may sinabi si AA kanina, may secret word daw eh. Parang backdoor code. Ewan ko kung ano
open
yun.
Sesame? Open sesame?
Ewan ko, baka sa kanila lang yun, baka martial code lang yun. Well, anyway, ayun. So, ganun. Tapos, syempre,
tango.
Paano...
Is that tango?
Di ko alam.
Tango.
Ang hula ko.
HTML?
Ang hula ko, ang word Tito eh. Tito. Or demolish.
Tito. Tito. I think I guess it well. Tango.
Well, anyway, sabi ko nga, di ba? Parang dinivide nila kasi kalahati. Kalahati sa BOA, kalahati sa Digitech, saka sa Manila Book. Ayun. Siyempre, yung Manila Book, parang siguro may hati dun, may hati rin doon. Na doon ka lang sa entrance, hindi ka pwedeng ano. Tapos, hindi ka pwede mag-loop from venue to venue or some, ano, from another point rin. Saka, it doesn't mean rin naman na kapag pwede ka pumasok sa SMS, pwede ka rin tumambay sa halls eh. Patanggalin ka ng guard doon.
No loitering?
No loitering. Ayun. Pero alam naman natin ang ano eh. Nung bang last year, yung BOA ba, ano, may katumbas ba silang Freedom Hall dati na binuksan?
Yes, may binuksan sila. Alam ko.
Maluwag last year.
Maluwag yung Freedom Hall, pero yung labas masikip.
Best of Anime dito kay natin. Ha? Freedom Hall lang yung tawag ko dun eh. Kasi yun yung pinaka-alam ko lang term. Well, anyway, basta baka magbukas sila ng isang hall naman dyan para sa mga tao na gustong ano, muna magliwalyo o mag-siesta pa lang muna. Ayun. Ganun. So, malay natin. Ayun. Tapos, sabi nga ni Ray, ni Ramas. Ayun. Na baka pwede lang isara yung elevator dun sa Malilubok Fairside. Oo, kasi para walang
nila yung elevator.
Sa basement, galing basement.
Depende
daw nila.
Hindi, baka yung isang side lang siguro. Ayun. Para sa para hindi gamitin ng mga alam mo naman mga tao. Alam mo naman, syempre, yung cat and mouse game lang 'yan eh. Ayun.
Yan yung back siyempre, entrance.
Oo. Back entrance eh. Yun yung mga other way nila, gagawin nila, tingnan natin. Kasi syempre, pwede kang gamitin yung book fair eh. Pero alam naman natin kapag gano. Baka naka-cosplay, bawal doon. Just see kung ano yung manyari. Pero the whole thing here is parang nakita nga yung divide. Hindi naman divide. Parang alam naman natin, di ba, sa kultura ng Pilipino, yung sa kahit sa teledrama, yung laging ginagamit na stereotype na mayaman and mahirap stereotype. Parang ganito rin yung nangyari.
Yes,
yung
the underdog.
The underdogs and the, di ba, yung mga naka-coat and tie. Parang ganito. Yun yung,
The 1%.
Tingin ng mga tao yung mga may 300 eh parang now the 1%. Tapos yung mga tao naman na yun parang di
to Occupy SMX.
Di ko alam. Pero anyway, ayun nga, di ba? So yun yung issue, yun yung ginawa ng Bawas. Si Cosplay Mania naman nakita sa opportunity para dun sa mga na-displaced na mga fanbase.
That is possessed.
Hindi kayo pinapapunta sa SMX. Sige,
we'll give you a free hall. Yeah.
Meron naman kami freedom hall. Pero, you can use our baggage. Saka, dressing room for 50 pesos per day. Ayun.
50. Siyempre, for the reasonable price, 50 pesos.
Pero ang gagawin naman nila, ay, di, bawal kayo dyan sa washroom, magbihes. Doon kayo sa, bihis kayo dyan, basta wag dyan. E di napilitan yung mga cosplayers na sa 50 pesos.
Dollar tearing daw sa labas.
Lagi naman eh. Eh siguro mas strict na yan. Saka, yan? Dito ko ba narinig yun? Sinabi na anything outside ng SMX, syempre SMX card ang bahala doon. Walang kumbaga.
I think last year sa Cosplay Mania, nagkaroon din ng dollar tearing. Kaso nga lang masyadong maraming tao.
So hindi na nagawa. Ewan ko lang kung i-impose nila ngayon 'yon. Kaya pero
I think
either way,
i-impose na 'yon.
Oh. Pero either way, ang mangyayari, ina-expect ng mga tao, yung mga the displaced na pupunta sa Cosplay Mania. So in the end, ang process nito is that syempre yung mga tao na ayaw sa maraming tao, tapos hindi naman mahilig masyado sa cosplay, pupunta lang siguro sa BOA. Parang isip ko, daming tao sa cosplay niya. Doon lang ako sa BOA. At least, unti lang tao. Alam ko pa, unti. So, either way, in the end, yun nga, si BOA, syempre, na-maintain niya yung quality of events nila kasi hindi na nga nila papasok yung mga tao na hindi naman magbabayad sa kanila. Call it greed, pero it's business talaga. Pero magtitignan mo naman, si Cosplay Mania, syempre, the defender of the universe, ka nga. Nasagutin nila yun. Naganap sila ng way na at least na kahit libre to, may makukuha pa rin akong pera sa kanila. Eh kung yung mga tao nagsipaggamit dun sa dressing room na yun, baka nabayaran na at least yung Freedom Hall nila. Yun na mo. Kunya, 50 pesos. Oo. Oh. Tapos siguro, ilang daang cosplayers yun pupunta doon. Let's say siguro kahit 1,000, 50,000 na. At least, kahit paano siguro nabayaran at one point or at a certain percentage yung Freedom Hall nila. Ayun. Pero, so, parang nakikita ko, in the end rin naman, parang they help each other eh. Natulungan nila isa sa kaso na to eh. So the quality maintains sa BOA, tapos the more people or more business opportunities for Cosplay Mania. Ika nga.
Right. Saka I think si BOA naman is more on going to the concert
concert sphere naman siya. Oh, pero si Cosplay Mania rin naman para nakita kumita to si Noisa. Magbitbit nga tayo ng artista kaya nagkaroon ng jam concert. Ayun. Although sinabi din sa report sa AAP stream na tuwa ako eh pero na-disappointed ako kasi dapat pala si Spire. Kilala naman si Spire na banda, 'di ba?
Spire.
Lahat, halos lahat ng Shonen Jump ngayon, marinig mo, Spire. Yung kay, okay. Sa Haikyuu, sa Kuroko na Basuke. Eh, di, sa Gintama. Marami sila sa Gintama ngayon.
Okay, I believe they started with Samurai Flamenco, right? No.
Oh, Samurai Flamenco, meron din. Sila rin doon. Halos lahat. Tapos pakinggan mo lahat ng kanta ng Spire. Parang anime, pang-anime talaga lahat, halos. So, saka pakinggan mo yung mga kanta, parang mag-feeling mo mag-enjoy ka. Mag-enjoy ka pag sila nag-concert dito. Pero sayang lang, sabi, parang ano to, dito confirmed. Pero parang ano eh, parang din, ano, non-denial eh. Yung nanyari. Pero sabi nga, may sakit, ano lang, masakit rin lang muna nung vocalista ng time, ngayong time na to. Kaya, hindi na ano, si Heidi na lang.
Pero ito, nag-umpisa sa Spire nung sa Bleach. 25th ending, last moment. Yun. Yun ayan. Yung nag-umpisa.
Pero yeah, magtitignan mo na, pero pag tinignan mo, di ba sa Gendo, no? Ang dami nilang ano, kinanta na sa anime. Ilan na ba?
Marami na. Tawag dito, Gundam Age, Gintama, Samurai Flamenco, Haikyuu, yun.
Kalang, Rayal. I have to correct it. It's not Gintama. Gintama. Gintama, please.
Gintama, yeah.
Ayan, okay. Marami-rami na rin patutusin, no? Spire ang latest yata. Anyway. Ayun. So, ayan nga, concert style yung ano, di ba? Habol nila. Baka nga in the end pa kasi sila pa ang gawing ano eh, parang event organizer ng Larkin Shield. Big dash na tinan natin. Hindi natin sure. Ano yun? Yun lang naman, di ba? Ano pa ba? Jay, nabasa mo na kahit paano yung no ticket na policy ni De Angelo, di ba? Yung kanyang piece.
One line that I remember the most.
Siyempre, yung involved sa atin.
To quote.
Jay, di kita marinig.
Okay, to quote. Yeah. Deramore's byline could have been different in order to avoid further conflict. However, due to the law of SEO and popularity, they must have chosen to go more controversial to lure on more viewers. Commentaries and discussion on their site about the issue. What do you think about this, Al?
Aba! Are you cornering me?
I can see, kasi I have to disagree with you. You should have changed the picture in the post a bit different. Although you requested na hindi mo palitan yon. So I have to scold you in this instance kasi nakita na yung bias.
No, it's kala naging bias yon. I'm not being biased. I reported both events. And I never said anything bad about them. Kahit gusto ko sabihin sa kasama niya,
let me replace bias with the word confusion.
Oh,
yes. This is the
you
trick
confuse
here.
People.
Oh.
Under my watch, you confuse people. Kasi isang picture lang ginamit mo, which is I think we believe na magkakaroon ng royalty itong kumuha ng photocup na to soon enough mula sa atin.
Hindi, it's Creative Commons. Pero either way, as I was saying, no.
I don't get what is your purpose on putting two different articles and placing the same image on both articles. Can you explain this to the audience?
Alam mo naman ako, Jay, kasi I have tendencies to do experiments eh. Diba? And this is also a nice experiment how many people will be confused on what I'm doing sa ano. I use a different picture pero nakikita mo, diba, babasahin mo parang yung tipo na parang kuryente news pero magditingnan mo yung yung shock news pero at the same time babasahin mo tama pala. Yung ganon. Oh. Pero so in the end, ang point lang dyan, bago ka mag-comment, magbasa-basa ka muna pag may time.
Okay, isa pa.
Yun yung pinapractice ko sa mga tao. Bago kayo mag-comment, magbasa muna kayo. Kaya ang point ko, no, kapag may nag-comment na, bakit biglang inalaw ng SMX to? Dati, Robinawi na, hindi, cosplay mania yan, di ka magdagbasa. Yun yung gusto kong makita ng maraming comment. Pero mukha naman yung mga tao naman marunong naman magbasa.
Okay, here's another point. To quote, in the end, as part of the community, we should learn that, okay, list number 3. be a catalyst to promote better harmony, provide a positive outlook so that people from the community will instill a positive spirit of friendship. And to quote further, the last bullet here, to, paano ba? I don't know where I will proceed na, pero I believe pointing...
Be a catalyst. But how can I be a catalyst? I'm just reporting the news. Diba? I'm reporting
but
what they said.
We have already been a catalyst to initiate a discussion that separates the those who are willing to pay regardless and those who are...
It's not our fault. It's not our fault. It's an organic discussion that's formed by the article that we've made. Diba? Hindi ko kasalanan kung yun ang nangyari. It happened organically. I can't din naman ako, hindi ko na-expect na nagkaroon ng ganitong divide between the rich and the poor kagad sa isang simpleng
300
pesos.
I never expected this issue so big as well.
So,
but
how...
I still like to scold you for using the same image. That's it.
Your argument is invalid.
Hindi na kita bibigyan next time.
Your argument is invalid. Talk to my cat.
Wiggle na. Let your cat do the wiggle and then I'll be happy with that.
Well, anyway. Sorry, John Rian.
Okay,
for having a little
bit. To quote another here, to quote, could this be a result of cosplay being in the mainstream? Everyone wants to cosplay and everyone who cosplay seems to be in and cool. Thus, more and more people want to be part of it and as a result, crab mentality comes in. Do you believe
yan, in this? Hindi na ako makakapag-comment dyan, Rayan and Max, since you're more on the cosplay scene than me. So, what are your thoughts?
Yes.
Can you elaborate?
Can I elaborate? Siyempre, kung may kinakita ang taong mas nakakangat sa'yo, then gusto rin umangat. Kung di mo ka makangat, gusto siyang pabayan para ikaw lumungat. Ganun na kasimple yun.
So, may mga tao kasi nga, may mga nakilala at nakita ka ng mga ganun tao. So, yeah. Mac, you're older in the business, so what can you say?
I've only been here 2 years, but
people think
I've been cosplaying since the Marcos era.
We can't blame them.
Irony, man, irony. Well, anyway. Cosplayers are the most visible of the otakus or fans of Japanese culture or whatever you want to call them here in the Philippines. Or anywhere
sometimes else. Not pag sinasabi mong otaku, ano eh, cosplay ka agad eh, which is not
yeah.
much.
Oh. Yeah, and I believe that that cosplayers are only a small fraction of of all otakus or fans of Japanese But they're the most visible, so people tend to get the most focused on them more, criticize them more, and make them scapegoats of things or for what is wrong about the what is wrong about admiration of Japanese culture. But it's also one of their problems, being the most visible. So they're really open to criticism and whatnot. And they're people. They're people. They have flaws. They have they have other things that that are not really proper. And but for the most part, they should really understand what what these conventions are all about. That it's not really only about cosplay. It's also about celebrating fascination about Japanese culture. And there are others who are also part of that that very large Venn diagram.
Yes.
Very large
Venn diagram. The one that does not exist pa in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. There are people who like anime, people who like J-pop, J-rock. They're broad spectrum, but they don't. Most people don't really notice them from any other person who might be just be walking by or going to a convention. So there's the problem there. The other people from the fans of Japanese culture are not really that vocal.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it. I'm not sure if it's just me or just I'm focused on cosplay, but I don't know, the others don't really have much of a voice. Well, pero, Kadiri subs, yes, but ano.
Oh, pero feeling ko man
Kadiri subs sa... is very vocal, but not really, not really the social part of it.
Para the meme part.
Yeah, yeah.
Part.
Yeah. That's what makes them amusing. That's what makes them amusing. They don't really.
Paano si JJ? Paano si JJ cosplayer? Tawag nga niya mga cosplayers.
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 Yeah. Kasi nang tingnan niyo kung sino yung unang nag-react sa article ni Al. Di ba mga cosplayers?
Oo. Oh. Siyempre sila.
Sila yung unang unang malatamaan nun. Eh yung mga anime fans, J-Rock fans. Eh, alam nila lang kasi nandun si yung concert for the J-pop fans, J-music fans. Nandiyan yung Best of Anime, anime mismo, kasi anime fan ka. Pero yung mga cosplayers, yun yung unang nag-react dun sa article nila.
Pero ano nangyari is parang may lahat, alas karami naman sa kanila dun sa article, and parang understood naman nila eh. Parang gets nila kung bakit. Nag-defend pa nga nila eh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oo. Ayun. So either way, yun yung ano, nangyari, and malaking issue lang pero in the future rin naman ayon matatanggap rin ng mga tao na ganyan talaga kailangan magbayad para magbiga, para maaliw ka, 'di ba, bayad muna bago aliw. Ika nga.
Yeah. And one
I will remember quote, that quote Aldridge.
Bago mo ano sa akin ali bayad muna bago ligaya eh. May nagmasabi bayad muna aliw.
Ikaw ba 'yun? Al ba yun? Bayad mo na biga. Bayad
bago ligaya. Bayad ka muna.
Bayad muna bago ligaya. Barcenas, 2014. Tapos, ang usapan.
Ay, nako. Well, anyway. Sige, Mac. Ano pa? May ano ba? Or then we can move on to, ano na, WCS. Yan.
Medyo, okay. Just a few more. Yeah.
Oh, sige.
Okay, just a few more. We'll have to acknowledge that the cosplayers are the most social of those, you know, what the groups that we discussed. They're the most social because they really go to cons just to congregate and to, you know, catch up on things and enjoy themselves. Yeah. So compared to other Japanese culture fans who may go there alone or a friend or two, these cosplayers really go on groups.
On droves,
so with groups, yeah, sometimes numbering 50, 100.
Ano na, tawag na eyeball group.
Yeah, so it brings us the question to who are these conventions really for?
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, it should be the fundamental question. Who are these cons really for? Disregarding the fact that, yes, these conventions need to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And who are they getting this money from?
Mm-hmm.
So who are the real targets of these conventions? That's really what I really want to know.
Well, obviously naman, di ba, sa cosplay mania. Sino yung mga target nila? Cosplayers. Kaya,
cosplayers. Yeah.
Kaya they answered with that statement, indirectly, though they did answer that nagging question, are they allowing people inside SMX? So they did and responded. BOA, on the other hand, they want people who want to be part of the culture. Ika nga. So those are mostly people na more on to music. Although some are anime, some are on cosplay, pero they're not, di talaga strong point ng BOA ang cosplay, kung, to be honest eh. Di naman talaga eh. Pero, their strong facet is talaga is on the music side, performance side, concerts. And on the track record, lahat ng nilalagay ng BOA sa Best of Anime or they promote is sumisikat, di ba? Si Noise. Yan, yan. May, ano, may fandom na yan sa Pilipinas thanks to BOA. Si Joe Inoue, napalapit na rin sa Philippines dahil sa BOA. Oh, Star si Star Marie pa. Yan. Oh, yan. Pa-concert-concert na lang sa UP. Ayan, no.
Yun. Hindi, yun.
Lalaki mo yun. Oh, si
Mac, Star Marie, yes. Oh, yeah. Star Marie, Thursday, UP.
Oh, yun, no. Tinan mo. Kung sinabi ko Star Marie, bigla na-excite si Mac.
Star Marie.
Nako, lalo na eh, si Richard, nako, pagdating, nako, laki-laki ng lens na dadalhin yun para sa UP. Video, with matching video yan. Ano. Anyway, ayun. So, ngayon, Heidi naman, tingnan natin. Baka ma-inlove lang sila sa Filipino and they will be back. Maybe sa summer, baka another concert, tingnan natin.
Ayun. And perform Filipino, for ano, Filipino songs, OPMs.
Yeah. Rich.
Yun, so, Heidi! Heidi!
Iba pa yun. Ibang Heidi yun. So, anyway, so another
big news. Anak, pawis ka ng kabundukan.
Another big thing that happened this, was it this week? Yeah, this week. Yeah. Is WCS or the WCS Philippines will now be competing on the WCS.
Hey, next
year. Hey.
Although it's the inevitable inevitable conclusion for the 2-year observer nation of the country. Ngayon we're now competing. So, ang nangyari rito is that naging attractive na si Anime Alliance sa mga event organizers. So, ito na ba? So, ang nangyari rito, di lang sa ano, sa mga cosplayers na din. So, ang nangyari, baka matuyo yung torch. Pupunta na.
Opo, ayan na naman tayo eh.
Well, I'm just saying, is it possible?
Is it possible? That is the question. Or kasi, is it possible na mag-collaborate kasi, ulit sila like what they did at Face Off?
I know.
I want to see that happen once again.
No. Of course, what do you mean Face Off and cosplay me? Ah, tagal na yun eh.
Yeah, hero Face Off.
Tagal na yun.
First second Face Off, I think.
Yeah, di naman nangyari yun. Saka kasi magtitignan mo, di ba?
Wow. Hindi, such kalang,
yung bang torch, meron ba silang clause na ano, that your costume and performance should not be used on other performances? In previews. Parang ganun. May ganun ba silang clause? Kasi pag ganun, hindi na, ibig sabihin, kapag nag-perform sila sa WCS, hindi sila pwede mag-perform sa, ano, sa torch. So,
sa torch.
So, ibig sabihin nun, wala. Either gumasin ng bagong skit. So, ano lang yan. Medyo, mahirap-hirap. Yun. Any thoughts? Anong nangyari? Anong predictions nyo? Mag-shift ba ang cosplay scene with this big news? Ika nga.
I'd be pessimistic about this kasi first year pa lang ito and they have stringent measures. Stringent measures we're talking about. It's the same as Torch but I believe WCS Philippines has more stringent rules than that of Torch.
Oh,
kasi
pero,
ito sa Torch sa Singapore lang ito eh. Kung naaprobahan, siguro kung naaprobahan si cosplay.page na magkaroon ng license for World Cosplay Summit to have their ano, malamang mas stringent yan and everyone will shift to the usual competitions. But it didn't happen and so Anime Alliance got it. So, AEP, I believe, or the WCSPH committee is now, should be on the run to tell the world or perhaps the Philippines na this is the time, this is much better.
This is it? Parang si Michael Jackson
lang.
This is it.
It's the big day!
We know. Yeah, kasi ano yan eh. Kasi sabi nga ni Ramas eh, di naman siya namamarket yung WCS dati. Kasi nga, ano lang, di ka naman perform, di ka naman contestant. Kaya nga, yung this year hindi ni sponsor ni Hero kasi nga walang dating eh. Pero ngayon may dating na, so bumalik sila sa table. And sila yung parang ano eh pagkakasabi ni Ramas eh sila yung magiging parang the other na major financier sa pang legs na gagawin ng ano ng WCS. Oo,
so
regions.
Balik na ulit silang sa sponsors. Meron na ulit silang sponsors.
Sabi, tinanong ko, kasi syempre mas lucrative na siya eh. Pero sino lang bang mga malalaking sponsor rito? Kasi naiisip ko lang, Prime Trade eh. Siyempre,
Hero, siyempre, Toyfall.
Yun na yun, sila na yun eh. Ano pa, meron pa bang iba? Di naman pwede yung other. Eh, sila na rin eh. Ano pa?
Sila na rin.
Yun yung tanong eh. Baka meron pa bang iba? Sila-sila na yun eh. So, tinanong ko nga sila one time, ano ba, yung bang finals ng ano, ng, like, sa Toy-Con pa rin ba? Parang, there's the possible. For, pero there is a, there, as long as who pays bigger will be the one who will be holding the finals, parang ganun eh. The highest bidder, ano eh, wins eh. Pero sino pa ba bidder daw? Kasi nga, di ba, sabi nyo nga, Hero, saka Toy-Con lang naman yan eh. So pwede siguro sabihin ni Toy-Con, ano, ni Hero, ako na lang, dito mo yan yung held that event. Pero unlikely yan eh. Kasi si Hero, di naman talaga nag-ano na nang event eh. Si Toy-Con malamang. Or baka malay natin, si Prime Trade, mag-table. Sige, gagawa kami ng sa best of anime dito around June. Or dito ka mag-finals. Tignan natin. Although wala nang tanong, nakalimutan nang and may willing na ba mag-support i-support ni Prime Trade si WCS kasi 'di ba sinuport nila dati para medyo na-disappoint sila. naman na-disappoint sila nung last year eh. Nangyari. So, ewan ko lang ngayon baka titingnan mo kakapain mo na siguro nila 'yung gagawin ng Hero, then they will join in.
Mm.
Yung nangyari. Mm. So, sabi dito Region Lock. So, nasa Facebook nila yung stahan. Hindi ko maalala. Pero tatlong conferences, ika nga. The North, the South. Tapos yung tawag dun sa yung mga regions nila. Hindi ko maalala eh. Basta may mga regions pa sila dun. Yung Luzon, besides Mindanao, yung Luzon, may North, the Baguio part, di ko alam isa pa, kitna. The Alba yata isa. Tapos sa Manila. Tapos sa Cebu. Cebu lang alam ko doon. Sa Cebu baba, lang. CDO. CDO.
CDO, Tabao, Jensen.
Ayun, tatlo. Ayun, so ganun lang. Simple. So, ang mangyari rito, wala man siya ng problema sa baba eh. Sa Visayas, minsan wala man siya ng problema eh. Sa Luzon, yun yung problema. May maraming problema doon. Kasi, yun nga, may mga reklamo. Paano kung ako'y nagtatrabaho rito sa Manila pero doon ako sa Albay nakatira? Saan ako? Pwede ba mag-cosplay rito sa Manila? Ano mga tanong yun? Minsan niisip ko. obviously, sa Manila ka. Pupunta ka ba bang Albay para mag-cosplay? Hindi. Doon sa Albay lang yun. Ayan. Pero, may mga ganda tanong, di ko pa narinig yung sagot, pero parang by dictation of common sense, yun yung minimum conclusion na maharihan ako. The other thing is that, natanong ko rin sa kanila kahapon, na paano yung mga dating nanalo sa observer. So, sabi nila, they are allowed to participate, of course, to be fair naman sa kanila. So, ayun, may chance ulit si Erica Gavin, si Stapon, kasi yung dalawang nanalo this year. Hindi ko kilala. Yung pa sa taga-Davao. Hindi ko maalala yung pangalan.
Davao.
Yeah. Oo. And they again compete again and this time has the chance to win the World Cosplay Championship.
Whoa!
Yes! So, handa-handa niya na rin yung mga 250 niya. 250 yung yung sa Nico Nico. Para unintrusive broadcast live stream. Alam mo ba, Jay, na nakalimutan akong i-unsubscribe yung sarili ko na na-charge ako for September.
Yay!
Yay!
That's one unnecessary expense for me. But anyway, pero it's worth it. I'll say. So, anything, Rayan, ano masasabi mo sa WCS? Any dreams, any expectations for now?
Well, I think okay na sila with Mindanao. So, dapat sa mga events, dapat ma-clear out na nila yung mga kung sino mag-host. At Mindanao is, I think, okay na. And may doubts pa rin ako with Baguio. Eh, si Legazpi, mukhang meron na silang nakuha.
Meron sila sa Legazpi.
I think chair of Otaku Bloodline. Ngayon sa Manila, medyo 50-50, medyo mahirap pa rin eh. Lalo sa Visayas, mahirap.
Sabi ni Rama sa ano eh, logistical nightmare yung ano eh. Tapos grupo rin eh, medyo walang makitang grupo mga matino-tino din eh.
Wala na sila yon yung Visayas, yung AAP na sa Visayas.
Meron ba sila? Hindi ko alam yun ah. Alam ko di mo meron sa Tacloban. Ay, Tacloban, yung batutokin mo.
Ay, ni Gumi Jokai in Ilocos, ano, Iloilo yata eh. Iloilo, ano, Gumi Jokai.
Sila, AA ba yun?
No.
No idea, pero... Pero sabi kasi ni Ramas, ano eh, medyo may ano pa sila eh, may problema pa sila dun eh. Sa Manila, paano mo nasabi 50-50? Maraming grupo?
Maraming grupo. Maraming grupo. Sinamang,
di ba ano lang yun? Ano lang yun? Di ba either Toycon lang yun, saka Hero na? Wala nang iba. Kaya naman nila.
Hindi pa
naman
finest eh.
Yes, that's the point. By next squabble. Ano, let's see the squabbles who will get the rights for WCS.
Pero most likely naman, pwede naman gawin ng Hero. Madali lang magkakot ng tao sa Hero. Sila pa. Nag-ABS-CBN yun eh. Yan, si... tapos si Toycon, pwede rin. Pero medyo ano rin sila eh. Hindi naman sila masyado sa ganito eh. May strict to the rules sila eh. Kumbaga kung ano lang sinet nila yun eh. Then they will perfect it eh. Yan. Other than that, I guess, wala na. Mac, ikaw, what do you think?
Yeah, what I was saying earlier is who will be squabbling over the rights for WCS by next year when it gets more competitive and more lucrative.
Yeah. Compete so, as in kung sino yung mga cosplayers na ano?
No, who will be hosting those and ano and
tina natin. Depends
and get them. Pride Parade or Cosplay PH or
Cosplay some PH, other group. No? Well, Cosplay PH, kailangan alam muna yung pride nila. Di ba dati may ano, nag-bid sila dyan pero bid hindi nila nakuha. Ayun. Wala lang. Ano lang yan, okay. Di ako sure doon pero yun yung kwento-kwento sa grapevine, ika nga.
Oh.
In the grapevine.
Must be lots of grapes. Sour
yes.
grapes.
Yes, they're soured na. Sour. Ayan, well, so... May iba pang topics tayong i-add. Wala na akong, na-tackle ko na lahat dito eh. So, anything other na pwede nyong i-share or we can just close this up kasi si Jay mo kasi nasaradohan na ng computer shop.
Oh, okay. Well...
Okay, so tuloy natin pa sa ano, saan na tayo? Area region lang. I'm planning to make I just got a SVG map of the Philippines. So, mag-aaralan ko maigi kung paano ko imamapa yon.
Kala ko kung paano natin ko-cover yung mga kada area. Ayokong pumunta sa kada probinsya. Nadala na ako.
We're still asking for comrades to help us out. Kasi importante. But this will be historical.
Yoko, baka pumunta na naman tayo somewhere sa ano, sa Subic.
Pagyo na kaya, pupunta natin.
Ay, nako. Kailangan may provided accommodations. Di ko na, hindi, fast pa. Other than that, accommodations na rin. I don't want to go there. Yeah. Actually, I want to go to Baguio, pero not for Balikan.
No. 6 hours din yun. 6 hours. 6 hours na biyahe yun.
O, kahit TPLX
pa pala, yan. I've sent some links.
Nakita namin.
Oh yeah, you can see the other one.
The Facebook one. Yung mahaba, yung maikli.
Yes, yes. Yung mahaba.
So ano tong tiyotokoy mo? So si Princess...
Apparently, nakilala... No, it's not. It's different. It's... Actually, nakilala... apparently... when I was at the fixed photo shoot sa Bongkasay, nung nag-interview si King, bigla ko nakita si ayan si
what's her name again? Totoo ba 'yung ano? Totoo ba 'yung boobs niyan?
Sirene.
Sino? Si Sirene?
God.
Princess Sirene,
Shua.
Yes. Yes, those are very real.
And no, hindi siya flesh clothes, ika nga. Totoo talagang ano. So parang he, parang yes. she's praying for so,
world, talaga, world talaga ako,
yes, it's true. Yeah, so, yeah, she's a model for car shows and ano, for pictorials and yeah, she does those.
So,
yeah.
So sanay na pala.
Before cosplaying, she was a model for car shows and semi-nude pictorials.
And, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that, yes, those are real.
So Jay, ngayon ka na nakita ng totoong babae, ganun ba?
Oh, shut up. Oh, shut up. I do not mean any harm. Pero nagulat lang talaga ako.
Nagulat? Sa kanya o yung dun sa ano?
Nagulat ako na yung mismo pinag-uusapan nasa mata ko.
Iba yung pinag-ah?
Okay. I'll stop lying to myself. Nagulat ako dahil ang laki ng kinabukasan niya. But,
Jay, manorin mo talaga, pakinggan mo talaga yung, live stream ng AAP. Nako, alam si Joe Inoue, saka, pinag-usapan na tungkol sa boobs.
Pinag-usapan lang naman nila yung Tengu Boy song na Opay, and that's just it. People will like Opay because Opay. You bastards who like 16.5.
Sabi raw, tinanong raw, ano magkakaiba? Paano malalaman yung mga A-cup, yung mga ganon, B-cup, tapos yung mga breast sizes.
They will give a lecture.
Oh, parang impromptu sex education eh. Or ano, female anatomy nangyari kanina.
Well, actually, panoorin. May anime yun ni eh. Chubra. Panoorin niyo yun.
Ay, napanood ko yun.
Panoorin ni Chubra. It's very informative.
Yes, I agree. It's very informative. I learned a lot from it.
I watched that also.
Let's sponsor a public showing, a black screening.
There's no hentai in there, pero...
Yes, but it's very informative.
It's wholesome.
Yes, it's not for us, but I do not know why. It worked.
Pero Jay, nakalimutan ko katanungan kanina, what happened about Maker Faire?
Oh, Maker Faire. Maker Fest.
Yeah,
I got t-shirt. Huh? So
you can't use the name Maker Faire kasi it's copyrighted. Well, anyway, sige, Jay. You got t-shirts, you got mugs. What?
I got t-shirt, I got a mug, and I tested out the camera once again to check kung ano bang magandang alternative since wala pa akong stabilizer. Stabilizer. So I had to improvise myself. And
so,
I don't have a problem about the memory, Al. I need to unload it ASAP.
Whatever. Then, tapos, ano yung mga nakita mong bagay dun?
Okay, I saw a Wi-Fi hotspot that consists of an Android app, a tablet, and a phone with an HSPA connection. I also saw 3D printers, and I also saw NFCs, and this company called Tag. What's the name again? Basta Tag Money siya.
What do you mean Tag Money?
Tag Bond. They're trying to be yet another Bitcoin.
Okay. Ano yan? Na-advertise nila as the first Filipino cryptocurrency. May ganun ba? Wala naman.
Oh?
I can smell it far away, I guess.
Oh, really? Oh, ano pa? Ano sinabi mo kanina before I cut you off?
Ayan. So, meron din ako nakita face tracking technologies. I saw Canva. I love Canva. That is one of the best boots I've had. Those attendees are so bubbly. I don't even know why. But yeah, I use Canva.
Did you exchange cards with them?
Definitely.
Ay, nako. Ganun eh. Naubos na. Well, anyway. Okay.
Kunti nga lang pinabigyan ko just because. And also, I saw this app called Cyberban. That's Cyber Urban. And it's parang, kumbaga, Imagine the Amazing Race in your smartphone.
Okay. I think nakita ko rin sa hackathon yun sa Foursquare. Nung nandun kami. Yung parang same of ano, parang go to this location, tapos may mangyayari sa phone mo, kung ano, there's a message. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. I've seen that app before. Or seen the idea pala of that app. Maka nga sila nga yan eh. Ayun. Ano ba? O sige, before we end, Rayan, do you have any ano bang balak mong gawin sa BOA? Anything particular? May focus ka ba?
Meet and greet.
Lahat ang meet and greet. Ay, speaking of meet and greet, sinabi dun sa live stream ni Joe Inoue, gusto niya magkaroon ng sarili niyang meet and greet rin. Kasi ang problema is that yung kasi pupunta siya sa event, parang the day itself, parang siguro after yung 2 hours pagka-land ng airplane dito sa Pilipinas, diretso na kagad siya rito. So busy siya masyado. So ayun, he will try to have to arrange a meet and greet syempre with BOA to
siguro accommodate that. Siguro on stage siya siguro. Mas maganda kung on stage na.
Hindi. Depende nga. Kasi maganda rin opportunity kay BOA yan eh. Ano yan eh? Extra money rin yan eh. Aba, kasi maraming nung ginawa ni Ramas kanina nga, yung halos lahat ng mga tinawagan lang mga babae. Ano eh, may ticket na eh. Tapos talagang speeches sila na nakausap nila si Joe Inoue. So there's this fan base talaga with Joe Inoue. Parang is such strong. So nice way rin yan para kumita rin si BOA. Ayun. Di ba lately naal si Sangwis yung sa Thailand? So that's them. That's another one. Tatlo lang eh. Apat pala. Wag muna natin sama si Joe Inoue. Si yung si Oni, si Kaika. Oni, si Kaika, si Heidi. Sino pa isa? Tatlo yun ah. Apat yun ah. Si Sangwis. Ayun. Konti lang. Mac, ano yung focus mo sa BOA?
I focus be trying to be alive, trying to wear all those different side plans.
Ano ulit?
Probably, highlights and side plans. How I'm going to cover all of them. There's the best anime, the best of Seaside, worst of Seaside, and the best of Seaside.
So in short, ko-cover mo talaga yung na sa Seaside din, ika nga. Kung bang nawawala yung internet? Hello?
Yeah, being interested.
Ayun. And Jay, matatanong kita para lang naman yung focus natin eh. Jay.
Ito ano, I'm fixed to do the house.
Mukhang ako may problema. Ano? Yung photo and, what?
Photo coverage. Fixed. And that's the coverage. Ako, interview.
Interviews with...
Every with collaborator and so if you see which who is probably as Natal.
Let
you're breaking up, Jay.
Oh crud.
Yeah, we're all slowing down. So maybe if ako yung problema o
bubaga rin sa akin.
Ay, di, pero sa iyo Rian malinis ka eh. Pero Jay,
bubaga rin daw.
Okay, I have here ten minutes sa LR. Sorry.
I guess is eh, lahat naman tayo PLDT yata, no?
Like low ako eh.
Bayan Telka, Mac?
Yes.
Okay, so that's this.
Really reliable.
PLDT is superior.
Oh, PLDT master. PLDT master, you should say.
Oh, they're all disconnected. Rian, nandiyan ka pa? Ayan, oh, sige. Okay.
Sana tayo.
Ano sinabi mo, Jay, kanina?
Ay, sa buwa.
Nakasama ko na hindi kamukha. What's this? Hindi kamukha ni Al. It's not
ano?
Al. It must be Haru.
Who?
Huh?
Haru. Kasama ko si Haru.
Ah, okay. Si Carlo. Yeah, I know.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Sige. Ay, si Rayan, nagkakalala ko sa meet and greet. Si Mac, ano sino ulit yung sa'yo, Mac?
Ano, best of Seaside.
Yes, best of Seaside, syempre.
worst of Seaside and not so good of Seaside.
Pati kailangan pa ba nasa Seaside wala itong magaganda? Baka naman nasa loob naman yung magaganda rin. Alam mo naman.
Yeah, I need to shift my attention on who's ever noisiest.
Ganun eh. The noisiest the better pala sa'yo eh.
So, well, see, there are a lot of things in Boa, so yeah, it'll be a challenge, but it'll be interesting since we have the power of Otaku Media running around doing, SMX.
Doing their shit.
The Seaside. The Seaside.
The Seaside. The Team Labas.
The Sewers. The Sewers. The Bridge. The
the Team Labas, Team Loob, and Team Livestream. Ika nga.
And this will be the biggest coverage of an event ever in the
We already said that in ToyCon eh. So, ano ba talaga, kuya? Ganun rin yung sinabi, alam ko yun rin yung sinabi natin sa ToyCon eh. So, ganun ba? Either way, anyway, sige. Let's wrap this up. Jay, saka makikita.
Dan Wardlong at Senasol Text at Jay for that moment.
Yan. Ano? Ah, Jay at Deremowe. Yung ba yan? Yung email ba tinabi mo?
Hindi. Website ko na yun.
Ah, okay.
Jay is Deremowe.
He is that Moe.
Malo, di ba ang domain ng that Moe is 1,800 pesos? Well, anyway, kasing mahal lang siya ng .ph. The .moe domain. J.A.J. is super moe. Yes, Jay. You are super moe.
Moe.
Moe!
Rian, saan ka makikita?
AnimePhProject.com at AnimePH Project at Rian Posadas and Facebook page AnimePH.
Yo! Siyempre. Woo! Si Mac, saan makikita ang iyong mga koleksyon?
Sa labas!
Sa labas!
Hi! I'm Action Mac of ArcadyMac.com. Visit www.ArcadyMac.com and Facebook will be Arcady.com. Also, personally follow me at Action Mac. Also, covering this morning's Who Runs the World? Heroes versus Villains.
Ano yun?
At 4:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. At UP.
4:30 a.m.? A.M.?
Yeah, in a few hours.
Why is it so early?
I'm not sure. It's a fun run for superheroes, but I'm not sure if superheroes wake up that early.
Well, they always go early to save the day.
apparently they don't sleep. So yeah, 4:30 a.m. is no problem.
Unless they're Batman, of course he doesn't sleep at night.
Doesn't sleep at night.
He drinks coffee a lot.
Yeah, drinks coffee a lot. Yeah. Yes.
Also, and sponsoring showing up 2 times soon.
And you will be on Star Marie on Thursday. Wait.
Yes!
With Richard.
Five.
Star Marie!
Hey. Star Marie. Five.
I can't go because I'm working.
Yeah, work. kung pwede lang lakarin from Makati to Quezon City at Iliman.
Damn work. Damn work.
No, damn work. Curse you, work!
No, I don't have money if I don't work.
Of course. Ayan. So, anyway, syempre, ako may kita sa Deremove, of course, Solidad for the Twitter. So, ayun. Yeah. So, this is ayun, one big...
Al, remember, yes. Your best vote ever. Your style.
Oh, okay, sige. Ayun, so, kayo'y nahihinig. Lang, this is one hell of fun podcast. Ha?
This has been the Rocky Motocross podcast episode 66.
Yes, ayun. At syempre, tandaan nyo lang, tandaan nyo lang.
Just remember, King Deremo as well.
Oh, yeah, the King Deremo. Opa.
Remember, remember that the King?
Ano? Deremove team. Yes, okay lang, ito lang. Tapos di pa ako tapos, syempre. Ayun, so kayo'y. So, yun pala, follow us at Deremove pala. At Team Deremove, nakalimutan yung Twitter. Ayun, Facebook, okay. Deremove, of course. 1,000 likes and more na ngayon. So, yay.
Thank you.
Pero we're still far at Rayan's, ano.
I have a pencil against those who use novelty things in place kits.
Yes. Anyway, so yeah. So kayo na ikini. Sige, may sabihin ka, Mac?
Please future on princess about that encounter in one life. Yes?
Yung ano?
About the encounter in one
life. Ah, yung wildlife.
Yeah. Yes, ay, sa please. Sounds interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll just see. So, ano pa? Gana?
Mm-hmm.
Yan, so, kayo'y naikinig. This is one hell of a fun podcast. Natuwa ako ngayon.
Yeah!
Yay! So, clap, clap.
Yay! Clap, clap. Parang ano lang, apa. Is it, parang wala lang kay Ryan eh. Well, anyway, kayo'y naikinig. The Round Table at ako podcast. Round Table at ako podcast, episode 50. 56. Ayan, so 56. So, woo! Just remember, we just don't share the news. We talk about it. And tandaan nyo. Right. Tandaan nyo. Tandaan nyo. Bayad muna bago ligaya. Isang magandang araw sa inyong lahat.